This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So I'm happy to welcome you all to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. My name is Diana Winston. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at UCLA at the Mindful Awareness Research Center. Happy, as always, to be here with you. And we're here to practice. We're going to meditate together. We're practicing mindfulness, paying attention to our present moment experiences with qualities of openness and curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience as it arises. So I've been doing a series over the last several weeks exploring different ways of being aware. And we started out 4 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago with, I call this a spectrum of awareness practices. It's a spectrum of awareness practices. I write about it in the new book I came out with, The Little Book of Being. But there's practices that are very kind of focused and practices that are very wide open. And then when you meditate, you can be mindful in different ways. You can be mindful in a very narrow way. You can be mindful in a more flexible way. And you can be mindful in a wide open, spacious way. And the analogy I've been using for a while is a camera that can take a telephoto lens picture. It can take an ordinary picture. It can take a panoramic lens picture. They're all photographs. They're all really great photographs. It's not like one is better than the other. They're just different ways to do it. So what we're going to do here now is go through all of the different types of awareness that we've explored over the last 3 weeks, landing on the fourth one, which is called natural awareness. And natural awareness is a much more relaxed, spacious, wide-open awareness, where people actually focus on being aware of awareness itself, which sounds kind of esoteric and weird, but actually it's really quite doable. Right? We can be, and I'll walk you through it. In fact, we're going to do all of them, and we'll end with that one. And that awareness often feels like a sense of just resting in this quality of being, a sense of being at home in yourself, a sense of nothing to do, nothing to accomplish, but just aware, present here, right now, without a lot of like trying hard to focus. And so we work hard in the earlier parts. I'm going to talk you through it. It's like a bicycle. You're pedaling, 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 and then at a certain point, you coast. So that's the far end of the meditation practice we're going to get to today. So we'll do these four different things. Now, I know some of you may be here for the first time, and some of you missed some of the last couple of weeks, and it doesn't really matter. Just practice along the best that you can. And if for some reason you're trying it and you're like, I don't like that one, but I really liked the first one, or I connected with it, just feel free to go back to whatever was useful for you. So we'll be exploring this spectrum of awareness practices. So with that being said, let's settle back into a comfortable position. So feet on the floor, hands wherever they're most comfortable. Your back upright. We don't have to have a really tight, rigid back, but just kind of supported, present. And your eyes can be closed if you wish. Some people like to meditate with their eyes open. When we get to natural awareness, you can actually try opening your eyes if you want. And I'll give you that instruction then, but you don't have to at all. So we can take a few deep breaths. And as we take these deep breaths, we allow ourselves to soften a bit, to relax, if that is possible, may or may not be. Just come more fully into this present moment, here and now. Feeling your body on the chair. Noticing whatever obvious sensations stick out to you, like heaviness, warmth, hardness, softness, movement. Just feeling your body quite present here. Softening and relaxing if you have any areas of tension or tightness. You can breathe more deeply into those tight areas. Just arriving here in this room, letting go of whatever it took to get you here. And being with yourself, with each other here. In this present moment. So we're going to start with a focused awareness practice. And to do this, we can find our breath in our bodies. Can you feel the natural breath? No need to lengthen or shorten it, in and out of your nose. Just notice your breath in your body. The rising and falling of your abdomen. The expansion and contraction of your chest area. Or the air moving through your nose, tingling, warmth, coolness. And then let's turn our attention for a moment to the sounds around us, sounds in the room. Or outside. And just notice those sounds coming and going. So we noticed our breath and our abdomen, our chest, our nose, and we listened to sounds. And now we want to practice focusing on something. So if you can choose something, if you have experience, whatever you normally pay attention to. If you're new, choose whichever of those was the easiest or the clearest. Your breath in your abdomen, chest, nose, or the sounds. If you want to listen to the sounds, that's fine. They're all equally good, so choose whichever you feel drawn to. And we'll begin the process of cultivating focused awareness in the service of creating more concentration, more clarity of our mind, unifying. So in other words, our minds are usually scattered. This helps to bring it together. It unifies it. So we just feel breath after breath. One breath ends. The next breath begins. Or listen to sound after sound. And then what happens for most people is they start to think about something, or they get lost in thought, or they space out. This is normal. This is what happens when we meditate. Our mind starts thinking of other things. When you notice it's wandered, you can say a soft word in your mind, like thinking, or wandering, and then bring it right back to the breath or back to the listening. And we'll just keep doing this to get started. So for the first part of the meditation, first couple of minutes, this is all we're going to do. Stay with your main focus, sometimes called an anchor, like a ship throws out an anchor. In meditation, we have an anchor. Your attention wanders, you bring it back. Your attention wanders, you bring it back. So let's start here. So you can either keep going with this, or you can shift with me into the next phase, which is a more investigative awareness. Our awareness is going to be more flexible. So you're with your breathing or listening, but you might find that something pulls you away, like you have a sensation in your leg or a memory or emotion. And when it pulls you away, instead of immediately coming right back to your breathing or to listening, spend some time sensing, feeling, investigating, not thinking about, but really just feeling whatever it is that's pulled you away. So we stay with it to notice that things come and go. that they're constantly moving through us in our body and mind, and we can investigate the way they arise, exist, and disappear. So you're mostly with your breathing. Something arises, instead of jumping immediately back to your breathing, explore what has pulled me away. Sense, feel, notice. Not thinking about, but just noticing. Let's give this next stop on the spectrum a try. Now you've started to notice different things happening other than your breathing or the sounds. So let's now, if you want to give this a try, let go of coming back to your breath entirely and just follow whatever is happening in your experience. So maybe there's a sound, a body sensation, a memory, an itch, a breath, an outside noise. So we're really invited in this type of awareness to just track our experience as it unfolds in our body and mind. So you're welcome to just try and see what happens. Can I be with just this, whatever is happening? And then if you're not sure, go back to your breathing or your anchor for a little bit. Take a few breaths and then open. There's sounds, there's sensations, there's emotions, there's thoughts. There's all sorts of things happening. Can we just notice it? And if sometimes it feels like lots are happening at once, just notice that things are happening. So let's give it a try. Sensation, breath, another sensation, however it unfolds for you. And as I said earlier, if this feels too hard or weird or something, just go back to one of the earlier ones. What we just did is sometimes called choiceless awareness. And now we're going to shift into natural awareness. And as we do this, I really encourage you not to take it too seriously, but just to give it a try for fun. Natural awareness is this open, spacious, relaxed, sometimes effortless practice of awareness. So just begin by turning your attention again to sounds. Listen to the sounds in the room. And see if you can listen really far away. The sounds maybe outside the room, or what's the furthest away sound that you can hear? Now come back into your body and feel your body on the chair. Just notice your whole body present. And begin to imagine that you could feel around the space around your body. So as if you could expand your awareness from your body outward into the field around it. It's just a thought experiment. Imagine your body began to grow like a balloon. And just feeling out into this space, 360 degrees around you, above and below. What can you feel in this space around you, if anything? And now add in the listening. So we have expanded body, expanded sounds, and just soften and breathe. Don't try too hard. We're just playing with this. If you feel like opening your eyes, you can do that too. And as you open your eyes, see if you can notice peripherally. So instead of noticing something right in front of you, what do you notice in the far expanse of your field of vision? And just breathe and be here and see if now you can put all of that together. Expanded vision, expanded body, expanded listening. And just resting here. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. You're not trying to have some special experience in meditation. You're just here. We can imagine our minds are like the sky, vast, open, spacious, boundless, and all of the thoughts. Everything that's happening is just like clouds floating by. Can we connect with the sky-like, spacious nature of awareness in this moment? If your eyes are open, you might even see the space between the things. Just soft, relaxed, if possible. You can always go back to anything you already know. We're just here together in this natural awareness. Everything's coming and going. Ask a question for you. What would be here right now if you didn't have a problem to solve? If nothing was wrong? Just noticing how you're doing as we bring the meditation to a close, and let's really feel our body present on the chair. And this was just kind of playing with the possibilities of different types of awareness. So if a voice inside your head is saying, I didn't get that last thing, what was she doing? It's totally fine, don't worry about it. Different ways, no hierarchy. Let's bring our attention to our breath for one breath or two, and just offer yourself a little bit of kindness for wherever you are. Soft, kind appreciation for being here. And take another breath, and when you're ready, you can end the meditation or open your eyes. So thank you for giving this a try with me. We were just doing something over these 4 weeks that were an opportunity to really understand the different types of ways of being aware. And some of them might feel really live to you and really interesting, and others might have seemed, it's not really happening for me. It's absolutely fine. We go in and out throughout them in our meditation. And I know some of you are beginners. This was a little bit more bit of advanced than I typically do, but come back another time. It'll go back to the basics for sure. Our center, the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center, offers all sorts of programs, classes, and events. When you exit on the right, there's a flyer, and it's telling you everything that's coming up. All our summer classes start after the 4th of July weekend. And, oh, there won't be a class here because it is actually the 4th of July on a Thursday. So in 2 weeks, there won't be a class. I'm not here next week. Can't remember who the sub is. I'll be back after the 4th of July. I will be in the hallway if you have any question. And don't forget, all of these meditations and hundreds of them are available on the new UCLA Mindful app, available in all those stores. Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.